Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Linda, I'm absolutely delighted that you could take some time out of what must be an extremely busy time for you at the moment to come and chat about a number of things, not least, of course, tonight. You've been in the Eurovision twice, but this year I think it's a particularly perhaps exciting time for you because it's 30 years this year since you won it.
30 years. I can't believe it, Carol. No, I can't, because to be honest with you, it's like yesterday. Honestly, if you ask me what we did for the entire week that we were in Malmo, I could tell you. Verbatim, just exactly what we did, you know.
Seriously.
So, honest to God, it was such an exciting time and such an unusual time. I know I had been involved in Eurovision before, but this was a different city, a different type of song, a different delegation. Everything was completely different that time. And I mean, I was flying it. I just loved every second of it. But 30 years, that is so hard to believe.
Yeah. And I was reading, because there's many interviews with you in newspapers over the last week in particular. And you've said on numerous occasions that you're indebted to the Eurovision, that it has been so kind
absolutely.
To you winning.
Absolutely. It's the gift that keeps on giving, because I need it. I keep explaining to people, I was singing in a band and we were doing one night stands all over Ireland, up and down the country, right? Which is fine when you're 16, 17 or whatever, but you get commitments and you get a few years on the clock. And I was thinking, how the hell am I going to get out of this situation? I couldn't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And then Johnny wrote the song and he rang me and he said all the rest and we recorded it. And suddenly I was able to stop all that travelling night after night and I was able to move into Europe. And that's where I still am today. So I owe so much to that song.
And I think it's an understatement to say that in Europe, particularly certain parts of Europe, they absolutely love the Eurovision.
They love
adore.
It. It's venerated. Honest to God, we are like gods
yes.
when we visit most
yes.
of these countries. It's a completely different thing now, because here in Ireland, we tend to be, sure, it's only Bono and it's only whoever else is running around the place, you know. And it's a lovely way to be. But you go to the European countries, there's somebody to meet you and this person is almost bowing at you as you come out of the airport and everything. It's an incredible situation, but a lovely situation.
For
now,
sure.
Because by and large, they're very, very nice people. And it's just wonderful.
So you are representing the Irish jury tonight. So you'll be there
yes.
giving your nil point,
yeah,
dues
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah,
can you just explain it to us how that all works, Linda? Like, who are the jury?
Well, I don't know who they are. But it does take place in RTE. So whoever is selecting a jury for Saturday night will have notified all of the people and they'll go in and they'll have coffee and maybe a glass of wine and they'll be sitting watching the whole contest and they will have to give their votes, their individual votes. And then whoever's keeping score will add them all up and that'll be transferred to whoever and eventually it'll come down to me. But as you probably know, we don't go through one vote, two votes, three votes. We actually only go for 8, 10 and 12. All the small votes are flashed out and then they'll come to me and they'll say, well,
the
what are the votes? And I'll just say, well, Ireland 12, Ireland do some qua, and that's it.
Are you, I mean, this might sound like a stupid question, but are you excited? I suppose you must be, because you know that you've got so many millions of people. They're just hanging on waiting to hear what you have to share.
Yeah, no idea. Now, I did this once before, 2003 or 2007. I can't remember, to be absolutely honest with you, but it's a lovely time because I know the Eurovision and how it works so well. I just know what the excitement is like. It's the biggest contest in the world. And if you've any wit about you, when you think about who's watching, not only families, of course, but there's managers, promoters, record companies, all of these sorts of people are watching and looking for the next big thing or the next person who could perform in my club or the next person who could come over and do a TV slot. So it's a very, very big platform.
Well, let's talk about that. And let's talk about tonight then, the final, and who you think might win, Linda. The popular opinion at the moment is that Ukraine are a shoo-in.
Yeah.
And I honestly, absolutely, totally, totally support the support that
yes.
Ukraine
yes.
are getting. I'm not quite sure myself personally whether they should win just because of the situation. And I'm sure they wouldn't want to win it just because of the situation either.
No, I don't think they would. Now, I've heard the Ukrainian song. Not my cup of tea. I'll be honest with you. There's no point in saying it's a fabulous song. It's not. It's an up-tempo song. There's a bit of rap going on in it as well. And rap never works well in Eurovision. It never has. And I don't think it ever will. But talk in the street is that the Ukraine are going to win. absolute total sympathy with the Ukrainian people, and I'm heartbroken for them and would welcome them here with open arms. But in this case, I just don't think a sympathy vote should make them win the contest. And that's being honest with you. It's an awful difficult one. It really is, because your heart is saying, yes, let them win. But at the same time, you're saying, but all of these other people, they've been working really, really hard and trying to get a foot in the door of success. If it was up to me, I wouldn't give them 12 votes, and that's being honest with you. Because, you know, politics really shouldn't be involved
in
music
anyway. But hasn't politics
always
been involved in the Eurovision?
It does figure. There's no question about that. But I always say that the cream will rise to the top. So you get the little bit of battling at all with maybe Cyprus and Turkey, the UK, Ireland, whatever's going to be happening. But then you get the fabulous songs, and there's usually about 10 of them in among that 43. And you'll find that they start rising up with the votes. And in among those, you'll find there's a few singers who would just knock you sideways with their vocals. Beautiful looking people, male and female. And it usually works out. It usually balances itself. You'll find the fun element, you'll find the serious element, and then you'll find the really good
the
stuff.
Really good one.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, disappointment for our own Brooke Scullion not making it through to the final. And we're all very disappointed for her. But to go back to what you said, that even being a part of the Eurovision itself and getting there, it's a huge platform for you. So people will have already seen her perform on Thursday night. So this isn't the end for her, or doesn't have to be.
It's only the beginning for her. I mean, she's a fantastic personality. She can sing. She's a lovely, lovely girl with a lot of talent. And I just think that somebody out there might have just spotted her and said, well, she could come over here and do a festival, because these festivals happen all over Europe, week in, week out. And there's work over there. And if she was saying to me, Linda, what would you advise me? I wouldn't patronise her by any means, but I just say, listen, if you get an invitation to go over to Europe, get
take
your
it.
Butt over
yeah.
there and take part in these things, because they absolutely love it and they will love her. So, all right, she didn't get through, but it's a lottery. We just don't know what's going to happen, you know, at any given time. I hope she comes back. Maybe in a couple of years, maybe she'd come back and try Eurovision again.
Well, you've been in it more than once, so there's
absolutely
no reason why she can't.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Would you call that tennis player Andy, you know,
Murray?
Him? Andy Murray. How many times did he try to win Wimbledon?
There you go.
Correct. You have to keep trying. You have to keep knocking on those doors. And if you want it, eventually, I always believe it'll fall into place for you. But, you know, it's not the end for her. No way.
I'm sure she's out there anyway, having a good time and enjoying all the excitement. I hope so, too.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Because Turin is a beautiful city.
So I understand.
Goodness.
I've never been, but I can only imagine the excitement that's going on there and how it will be tonight.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And, of course, we'll have our own excitement here, too. And we will all very much look forward to hearing the votes that you're going to share tonight.
Yeah.
Representing
the Irish jury as well.
Linda, thank you so much for coming in. An absolute joy to have you with us again. Before you leave, dogs are very much close to your heart, and you do an awful lot of work, don't you?
Oh, animal
support,
welfare.
Animal welfare is very close to your heart. And I know that there is a special concert which is taking place at the Pro Cathedral on the 6th of June. O'Donnell is headlining.
O'Donnell. And he's coming in to do this fundraiser for me.
And it's not just for the Dogs Trust.
No, it's not. It's Peter McVerry Homeless Trust. Now, there's a man I have total respect for. I've met him a few times and I just think he is a saint. And what he does for the homeless here in this country is monumental. I mean, I don't think anybody can touch him. So we always do something for him. And then I always try and include the animals. So wee Daniel is coming into the Pro Cathedral on that Monday. It's going to be starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, normally people think concerts, we go out about 8 o'clock.
This is the bank holiday, isn't it?
Bank holiday. And there will be Daniel and his band singing inspirational songs. That's the title we've put on it. And the full band will be there with its backing singers and everything. And I'll be there making the tea or doing whatever I'm going to do. He suggested that maybe we could do a duet now. And that'll be a first
how
for me.
How could I say no to Daniel?
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to find out more information about that,
you can buy tickets in the Pro Cathedral office, or else go on to eventbrite.ie and all the information's there.
Okay, fabulous. Linda Martin, again, thank you for coming in. Congratulations on your 30-year anniversary of winning the Eurovision Song Contest. And, all eyes will be on the television tonight, that is for sure.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Carol. Thank you so much.